Chandrani, how are you?
I'm fine, Toria. How are you? Good morning. Is it morning still there?
It's 11:30 in the morning. Yeah.
Okay. So good morning. Good morning to you. How are you? Things are bad in UK. We are reading horrifying news, so
Yesterday's news actually was that the number of hospital admissions had actually reduced. So,
okay.
the indication being that our lockdown and, what people are doing to self-isolate and social
Is
distancing, it
working.
is
It's
working.
actually
But,
working.
it's a
Yeah,
bit
yeah.
early to say definitely. They want to give it a bit more time. We've done 2 weeks, just over 2 weeks of it now. But they're not committing to how long this will last because I think they're just looking at the evidence every day. And seeing how it goes. So, got Easter weekend coming up. They're a bit worried that the weather's going to be nice and people will want to be outside, but
Here people are worried about the Bengali New Year, which is on the 15th of April. So, and 14th is the last day of the lockdown here. So 15th is a celebration day, and people are worrying if the state government will not actually it will not actually open the city and the villages. The state government will not do so. People are talking about it. So they are going to miss out on the Bengali New Year, and then next month is another big festival of the Bengalis, and in June it is Eid. So people are concerned. Our farmers are getting desperate for chickens because now the myth has been removed that this virus is spreading through birds. So people, and the prices in the markets are gradually rising for chicken meat. That is why our farmers are after our staff to come and distribute more number of chickens and ducks. So we are having to deal with that as well.
Yes, of course. Let's talk about that because I know that you have spoken to quite a few farmers through the
Yes,
field staff.
throughout the week and rather last 10 days, 10, 15 days. So the LSPs are talking to them directly, and I have spoken to random people from that list, which I receive every day from our LSPs and supervisors. And I have spoken to farmers from all three enterprises, poultry, agriculture, and groceries. Just to understand how they're coping with their daily life, whether they're taking all the safety measures, whether they're honoring the lockdown and all the guidelines circulated by the central and the state governments. And yes, I did get a lot of feedback. It's quite hot now, it's quite warm. Like in April, the temperature has suddenly risen quite high compared to March. And if there are five members, and so many of you visitors who have come and visited, that you have seen that there's an average of five, six members in each house, and they do not have adequate rooms to fit themselves in. So in this time, the men are volunteering to sleep outside, which they anyway do in the hot seasons, but with the lockdown and all these kind of restrictions now, they are taking more initiative and effort to do that. Like, for example, they're sleeping on their house verandas, on the terrace, and under the trees. So they are taking that initiative and staying at a distance from the other family members, especially the older people and the children. So this is a very good initiative from the farmers, which we are encouraging. And if some are not following, then we are taking examples from these families. Our staff is communicating that to other families to motivate them. And the elders, the family are taken very, very special care. Suddenly, the mums and dads have become very important to their children. They're being extra cautious about their health and with the children as well. So one of our farmers, I think you did take a lot of pictures of an old couple in Shundia, Anjali, with a grocery shop,
Yes.
and she used to be a poultry farmer, and now she's a goat farmer as well.
Yes, I know who you
Do you
mean.
remember?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, Anjali. So
Yes.
Anjali's son was in the city, and the sons and daughters have all moved away. And they, in normal circumstances, they were not very worried about their parents. But in this situation, I've heard that her son has called the neighbor because Anjali doesn't have a phone. So the neighbor was called and to find out about his parents, and also the son has apparently asked the neighbor to take care of their needs and inform him if anything goes wrong. So I was actually very, very glad and pleasantly surprised to hear this.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. She's so sweet as well. She's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely,
Yeah.
absolutely.
Do you know, actually, Chandrani, do you know how old she is?
She is 68 and her husband is almost 80.
Oh, wow.
But
Okay.
she looks even older,
She
right?
does. Yeah,
Because you
I was
know
going to
how
say
it
that.
is,
She's so
tough life and
yeah, absolutely. No, I know exactly who you mean. So the other thing you mentioned, I think, was that I mean, in terms of our agricultural farmers, producing their crops, so how's that? Are they allowed to go and farm in the fields? Because
Agricultural farmers actually, this I would say that this particular period is not extremely bad in their case because all the reaping season is over. So, they have got a stock of potatoes. Like some of our farmers were saying, I've got a lot of stock for potatoes and rice in the house from my own fields.
okay.
So, most of our agricultural laborers are farmers have leased land, right? So,
Yes.
instead of selling anything in the market, they have distributed between themselves all the stock. So, if somebody is a potato farmer, that has been distributed among 10, 15 farmers. So,
Oh,
if
okay.
somebody is a paddy farmer, they have distributed the paddy. They have not sold it and they have kept it for their own consumption.
For
So,
them,
of
yeah.
course, there is dearth of cash. Cash is not so much available now because the labor work is not there, and even people who have leased land have not sold their products. They have kept for their own consumption. So food is not scarce, but definitely cash is a scarce commodity now.
Yeah.
The government is also taking the effort to distribute rations to each household through the panchayat. And people with below poverty line cards and another type of card, which is extremely poor people of scheduled castes and tribes, they are getting everything for free. Everything in the sense that 5 kilograms of rice, 5 kilograms of wheat, and some pulses, and also sometimes they are given maize and all that. Grain, but for APL families, which is above the poverty line families, they are having to buy at very, very nominal rate from the ration shops, which is only 9 rupees per kilogram for rice, which is absolutely nominal. But yes, that way the government is helping,
Okay.
and many families have already got the help, and some more are yet to get. So it's happening gradually.
Yeah, it's happening gradually. Okay. The fact that the farmers are sharing their produce is fantastic, isn't it?
Yes, they are
Yeah.
sharing the produce. And what some of our very, very smart persons, smart farmers, what they're doing is if they have got a cycle van, then they are renting out to the health workers, to the village community workers, to move around in the villages, spreading awareness, giving out education materials. So they are lending out their, I mean, they are renting out their vans. And making some little bit of money from that,
Okay.
because there's a lack of cash. So these farmers who own vans, they are taking advantage of the situation and making some cash as well.
Okay. And these are basically a cycle sort of rickshaw van thing.
Yes. I
Yeah.
think you took a lot of photographs when you were here.
Yeah, I know exactly what you
So
mean. Yeah.
you will
Yeah.
know what they are. You know, they
Yes.
are just basically, you don't get ready-made ones. They just assort different parts from different vehicles,
Yeah.
the waste materials which the garage and big shops throw out, and they make those vans.
Yes, I
So
know.
our farmers are very intelligent and smart doing that.
Yeah, no, they're
But
great. I know exactly what you mean, yeah.
the women are having a sad story. Most of my poultry farmers say they cannot gather in the evening for a little gossip, and
Oh,
they're
yeah.
not allowed to go to the ponds to wash themselves or their utensils or clothes in groups or gatherings. So they have to go individually, which is a boring and a tedious job. But if they have to follow rules, then they have to follow rules, right? So life is a little drab for them,
Gosh,
a little
yeah.
bit boring, and so they are facing same situations where when they are going and collecting firewood, dried leaves, twigs for their cooking. They cannot go in groups. They used to do that previously. So that's a little bit of a challenge for them.
Yeah, I know, golly. Yeah, and then there's us over here thinking, oh, we can't go and see our friends, we can't gather and do what we normally do and go to
Yes.
the pubs or anything. And
Yeah, and in
it's
the villages,
such,
it's a big thing.
a lot of people, a lot of friends over here, we're doing contacting each other on video conference stuff, and WhatsApp and things, so we can see each other, but we just can't physically be together. But obviously that's not an option for our farmers in the villages.
No. The migrant workers who have been isolated and quarantined in village schools and panchayat buildings,
Yeah, we talked about
the
that, yeah.
government has provided for some kind of a video conferencing with their family members. So that is happening in some selected places, but not all places.
Yeah.
But yes, as far as our farmers are concerned, and most of the houses in the villages, they don't have a video conferencing facility.
No. Okay, well, that's great, great
And
update.
I would like to mention something about the children. I
Oh.
mean, the younger generation, we did a survey last year and the year last that they were not taking much interest in their agriculture, in their livestock, and all that stuff. But right now, when they are at home, they are taking every little bit of care for the livestock with their moms and dads, because that is their source of food now in times of scarcity, when they have got only little bit of rice and lentil for food. They're using our meat, the chicken meat and the chicken eggs to be consumed at home. And now they're actually realizing that their parents have taken a very smart initiative and a decision to rear livestock at home. And they are also taking active participation in looking after the herd. So that's a very positive and amazing thing to happen.
Absolutely. And
Thank you,
then
Toria.
we'll speak again. So hopefully tomorrow, I think we might be speaking, because I know that the new initiative that Shibia and Nerdon can get involved with helping the government with the response to COVID. So
Yes. We did receive a letter from the Ministry of Home Affairs, and we are preparing some help measures. We are writing some protocols for our staff to move around even after the lockdown period. So we can talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah, you can update us tomorrow. That'd be brilliant. Okay, thanks,
Sure.
Tanzani.
Thank you. Thank you, Taria.
Yeah, take care.
Bye-bye. Take care. Take
Bye.
care. Bye.
Bye.